Judges, chapter 1. And it came to pass after the death of Joshua, that the sons of Israel asked of Yahweh, saying, Who will go up for us first against the Canaanites, to fight against them? And Yahweh said, Judah will go up, look, I have delivered the land into his hand. And Judah said to Simeon his brother, Come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with you into your lot. So Simeon went with him. And Judah went up, and Yahweh delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they struck of them in Bezek 10,000 men. And they found Adoni-Bezek in Bezek, and they fought against him, and they struck the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adoni-Bezek fled, and they pursued after him, and caught him, and cut off his thumbs and his great toes. And Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their food under my table, as I have done, so God has repaid me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. And the sons of Judah fought against Jerusalem, and took it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire. And afterward the sons of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites who dwelt in the hill country, and in the south, and in the lowland. And Judah went against the Canaanites who dwelt in Hebron, now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba, and they struck Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, and from there he went against the inhabitants of Debir, now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, He who strikes Kiriath Sefer, and takes it, to him I will give Aksa my daughter as wife. And Othniel the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it, and he gave him Aksa his daughter as wife. And it came to pass, when she came to him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field, and she dismounted from off her donkey, and Caleb said to her, What do you want? And she said to him, Give me a blessing, for that you have set me in the land of the south, give me also springs of water. And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. And the sons of the Kenite, Moses's father-in-law, went up out of the city of palm trees with the sons of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which is in the Negeb of Arad, and Amalek went and dwelt with them. And Judah went with Simeon his brother, and they struck the Canaanites that inhabited Zephath, and completely destroyed it. And the name of the city was called Hormah. Also Judah took Gaza with its border, and Ashkelon with its border, and Ekron with its border. And Yahweh was with Judah, and drove out the inhabitants of the hill country, for he could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had chariots of iron. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had spoken, and he drove out from there the three sons of Anak. And the sons of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites that inhabited Jerusalem, but the Jebusites dwell with the sons of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. And the house of Joseph, they also went up against Beth-El, and Yahweh was with them. And the house of Joseph sent to spy out Beth-El, now the name of the city formerly was Luz. And the watchers saw a man come forth out of the city, and they said to him, Show us, we pray you, the entrance into the city, and we will deal kindly with you. And he showed them the entrance into the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man go and all his family. And the man went into the land of the Hittites, and built a city, and called its name Luz, which is its name to this day. And Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shean and its towns, nor of Taanach and its towns, nor the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, nor the inhabitants of Ibleam and its towns, nor the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns, but the Canaanites determined to dwell in that land. And it came to pass, when Israel was waxed strong, that they put the Canaanites to slave labor, and did not completely drive them out. And Ephraim did not drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwelt in Gezer among them. Zebulun did not drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, nor the inhabitants of Nahalol, but the Canaanites dwelt among them, and became subject to slave labor. Asher did not drive out the inhabitants of Akko, nor the inhabitants of Sidon, nor of Alab, nor of Achzib, nor of Helba, nor of Aphik, nor of Rehob. But the Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Naphtali did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh, nor the inhabitants of Beth Anath, but he dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and of Beth Anath became subject to slave labor. And the Amorites forced the sons of Dan into the hill country, for they would not allow them to come down to the valley. But the Amorites determined to dwell in Mount Hirs, in Aijalon, and in Shalbim, yet the hand of the house of Joseph prevailed, so that they became subject to slave labor. And the border of the Amorites was the Edomites, from the ascent of Akrabim, from the rock, and upward.